Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, say, I got my leg sitting low like a.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. What's up, JP?
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on there, Troy?
I ain't nothing, man. We got about a 3 minute late start, y'all. Thank you for being with us. We got Doggy. We got our hands up already.
I think I keep them in suspense every now and then, man. A little suspense.
Yeah, we do. We do. You know, we start on time every time. Everybody going to get used to it, you know. Got to keep them on the toes.
Yeah, man.
Other than that, you know how we do it, JP. How was your day today, man?
Man, I can't complain, man. Just a little cold and a little too windy for me, man. Make it hard trying to secure my load out here with that wind blowing everywhere.
Oh, yes, sir. It was ripping through here. Ripping, boy. Boy.
Yes,
we had
sir,
a hell of
man.
A weekend, man. We had a hell of a weekend out there at H&P. But before we get into that, let me get into these upcoming events. I think that's Tracy right there. Hit that 512 real quick there, JP.
512. Now, that ain't Tracy. We're going to see who it is, though.
That ain't Tracy. Well, don't open it.
512.
Give me the rest of the promoters in here. Lorenzo got a race coming up. 512, hold on for a minute. Lorenzo got a race coming up March 7th, so I need him to get in here at the end now. And if anybody know about that flashlight race that's happening this weekend at SRP, y'all get in here too as well. And let me get Kevin Rogers up in here for his race.
Yes, sir, yes, and then we'll, after that, I guess, let Alley Cat, he got his hand up, let him come in and recap his race and all that good stuff. But it was a nice turnout, man. The temperature did drop fast, man. It got cold.
Yes, sir, indeed.
Good shootout. Good shootout. Turned it to a little controversial, that Flacco and Chino.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the final round.
Congratulations
to both of them. Congratulations
to all
the
runners, man.
Up.
Flacco, them. Flacco didn't dead end Bubba Griffin and win the big tie.
Let me get Cat on here. Cat, talk about it. Cat, the mic open.
Hey! What's going on? 2020 kickoff has kicked off, and we had a hell of a blast. The wintertime race was a success. We started early, and we was by 9:30. So don't tell me you guys can't get to the track early. I appreciate it. Thanks for all the guys for listening. And thank you on the blankets. We had a lot of guys that never had a blanket, didn't even know what a blanket or a diaper was. A lot of guys had some. I know y'all probably said, well, man, we didn't see nobody checking. You'll be surprised at what I could see. And if you know what you're looking for and where to look, you know, you don't have to always have your hood up. But anyway, man, I appreciate the outstanding people that came, all the racers that came, all the fans that showed up. That ain't nothing but just some dedicated loyalty fans, man. Thank you so much. We'll do a recap. We'll shout out to all the winners. Bubba Griffin of Dead End Performance won big tie. Flacco, small tie, no time shootout. He won that. It was very controversial. And I guess some people going to ask what can we do about that? I already thought of a solution for that so that won't happen like that again. I just can't say nothing about it because I got to get it okay with Dean first. And once he okay it, I'm going to bring out that news. So it might take me about another couple of days to get a good answer from Dean. But anyway.
But also, too, you need to speak on it a little bit before, you know, not to say races, you know, we matter or whatever, but is it going to be like that across the board? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm trying to get at?
Yeah. It's going to be like that across the board. Or what I come up with is going to be across for all the grudge. Whoever go down that track at any given time, we're going
to
know what you did.
I just remember I didn't know we applied NHRA rules to, you know, our race. And I just, you know, but that we can get on that topic later. Go ahead, finish up, Mr. Cat. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm okay. Well, we're going to speak a little bit about that right quick. Whenever Alley Cat Racing do his races, I go by track rules. If I'm at an NHRA track, I go by NHRA. If I'm at an IHRA track, I go by IHRA track rules. Mm-hmm. I have always been that way. I don't know if anybody really noticed that, but I don't do that street racing, grudge racing at my event. If I'm a DP man for you, I will ask you, are we going by track rules or are we going by grudge rules? If we go by grudge rules, I don't want to be the DP man. And I done did that to quite a few people. Because I don't like
let me throw this out here for you, Cat.
Yeah.
So if Flocko would have crossed, okay, Chino would have won, right? And for his track rules.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to clarify that.
Simply because when you put yourself in danger and you put the other driver in danger, that's called first to worst. See what I'm saying? So if you hit the wall or if you cross, you lose. Just Google it.
Yes.
If anybody on this phone don't understand that, Google NHRA or IHRA rules. Just Google it. It's like the Bible of racing.
NHRA,
Yeah, and it'll pop right up. You know, it was very controversial, a big misunderstanding. It was a very exciting race, a lot of anticipated race. Everybody really wanted to see that race, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what to say. The only thing I can say is that they scheduled to do it again at Hell at the Dale first round. So, you know, we're going to see how it come out then, you know? But anyway, let's get back to the index, guys. Kerry Davis of 581. You know, I don't know, a lot of people probably don't know Kerry Davis, but he has been a headhunter for many, many years, and he finally found his way back to the winner's circle. And 7-0 was Billy Raines in the old Gasser. Can you believe it? You know?
Yes, sir. The old straight actor.
He back in the winner's circle. He beat that old Gordon. Can you believe it? And I had a bounty on Gordon Head. So he ended up winning
Gordon
the purse
Head,
and the bounty. Oh, we all thought that.
That was a good one.
Hey,
that was a good one.
Man, we have got some headhunters in 580 and 7-0. I'm telling you. You don't know who's going to win at any given time because they got some headhunters in this index class for real, man. And the guys are gambling, and they be doing it all. You know, hey, it's kind of hard to not have a race without them guys, man, because the index guys put on a hell of a show every time that they come. They put on a good show. I know people say, man, index racing. But they the ones get the crowd going. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I just want to say thank you, everybody. Appreciate it. We had the weather got a little nippy, but that's why I say come to the track early because it's February. You already know what you're going to get. So thank you for listening, and thanks for the support, for supporting Alley Cat Racing. Thank you so much. Turn it back over to you, Troy.
All right, Kevin, before you go, I got a quick question for you.
I'm sorry. Hey, I want to send number love out to the Louisiana people that come. They've been supporting me for over a year, man. They came, and man, shit, we had a hell of a cookout over there. We had fun. Darius Crockett, Ringo Racing, and it was a bunch of other Louisiana people that came. Tim even came. Tim, your car looked good. Your car look good, but you're going to get your head knocked off if you try to poke it out. We got something for you. We just took a waiting on you to get your car figured out. But anyway, back to you, Troy.
All right, Mr. Alley Cat.
You
can't explain to us a little bit. Hold on, God damn it. I got him coming.
Yeah, go ahead.
How could you prevent a situation like that happening or something like that? A real current problem like that. If, you know, a rap issue, but it can't happen. That was case in point Saturday night. So how would you handle that? Different.
Right now, I'm looking at trying to put a camera in the middle of the track, either on the scoreboard or somewhere to where we can watch both lanes at all times, at both sides of the cars at all times. I'll probably be giving you a call in the next day or two, Troy, so you can explain some stuff to me about cameras and what to buy and what do I need. You see what I'm saying? That way,
yes,
whenever I do an event, when the event starts, that camera is on from Index, Test and Tune, Grudge Races, everything. That way, it won't be no question that if anybody crossed, we'll be able to see both sides of the racetrack, both sides of the cars.
Okay, okay. All right. Well, I was just curious. I just want to know. All right. I appreciate it saying, Gallicat, I'm pretty sure, you know, we're going to get some calls about it. So kind of stay on the queue as long as you can. I know you kind of check out when you come on, but kind of stay, hang around a little bit.
Okay, I got you.
All right, thanks.
I'll be on here.
Tom McDowell. Thank you, sir. Tom McDowell, your mic open, sir.
How everybody doing? Hey, once again, a great show, Cat. Great show. Enjoyed myself. I had a good time down there. Good to start the season off. On a positive note, good to see people come out and support and people getting their cars ready and actually going down the track with some good side-by-side race. I know it's ain't going to do nothing but get better from here. And everybody, we're going to try to work to support each other's event. With that being said, April the 4th, Atomic Dogs. All roads lead to Houston, Texas. April the 4th, all roads lead to Houston, Texas. As you know, me and Kat, we kind of follow the same format. So, you know, it's always going to be a big tie shootout, a small tie shootout. And the guys that I always support with the 580 and 7-0, we're going to do it all over again, going down at Houston Motorsports Park. As you know, the small tie is going to be, you know, $3,000 to win. $3,000 to win. The big tie, $2,000 to win with entry fee. So that's money to win. So, guys, not going to be – I didn't get no sponsorship help, so it's not going to be $3,000 on top of what people put in. I just want to put it out there. It's going to be $3,000 to win the small tie. Big tie, $2,000 to win, plus the regular 580 and 7-0. We're going to be trying to get some grudge races. Hopefully we can. Hopefully we can get some people to step up, and you don't have to call them out. They volunteer and challenge each other. But once again, that's going to be going down. At Houston Motorsports Park, Atomic Dogs, all road lead to Houston, Texas. I want y'all people to come on out. You see the fly, share it. Please share the fly. I'm just asking you, don't take that much to share, but, you know, hey, share the fly, man. Come on out April the 4th. As y'all see, I did put a post up about possibly raffling something, so I'm giving myself a few more days to try to get some kind of format the way I can try to make that work. It'd be an opportunity for somebody to win. If I do it, it will have five places where someone would get, five people would get something. If it ain't nothing but your money back, and the last person possibly will win the car if I decide to do it. I'm getting good behind-the-scenes input. I'm just trying to find a way to make it work the best I can. So if somebody got a great idea, they probably can assist and tell me, you know, I'm listening to some options. So with that being said, man, just keep your eyes open, watch the page, and if you got a extra friend request that looked like it was me today, once again, it was not me. So please don't accept the new friend request from me. I didn't post it. You know, all this stuff happened on Facebook, so just look out for it. I just want to put that word out. Hey, Troy, good show. Mr. Rogers, good show. Hey, we'll see y'all at the next event. I believe that'll be Everdale. So hopefully see everybody at that event also. That's it, Troy. Kevin, I'm going to turn it back over to y'all. I'll be standing by. Any questions? Thank you.
Appreciate that, Mr. Thomas. Y'all make sure y'all go check it out. When all road leads to Texas, goddamn HMP, man. That race always a good race, man. It always bring people out. And y'all just make sure y'all go support it. Let me get to my next one. Let's see. K-Man, I see you. Check it. I see you. I'm coming to y'all. K-Dog, your mic open, sir. What you got coming up? K-Dog.
I was on mute. I'm sorry. How y'all doing? I'm talking
every week.
How y'all doing?
Every week. Hey, look at JP. Him and Travis are about to they do the same thing every time. Travis will put the one button on accident, and K-Dog will leave his phone on mute.
Hey, well, at least I'm trying to put it on mute, K-Dog. Hey, how y'all doing tonight, man?
Good. How about yourself,
sir? It's good.
Ain't nothing, man. We got Hell at the Dell coming in a couple of weeks. March 21st, Eva Dell. We got about 12 confirmed grudge races, and I don't have the list in front of me. Every night I forget to bring it with, but we got 12 grudge races and counting. And we got the Gangs on 28 Shootout, which is 5,000 to win, 250 to enter. And, you know, it's like I said, as always, it don't matter what power adder you have, or as long as you're on the 28-inch tire and you're a door card, you can enter. You know, no other rule apply. You can have a supercharge, you can have twin turbos, you can have 5,000 kits. Doesn't matter. And we got Troy's Hit List, which is a shootout that, you know, the Troy that you come up with, and got a couple of guys. I think you got about 12 cars in that also. And we have a local Joker shootout, which is some guys local to Evadale track, you know, like four-car shootout. We got that going. And we have street bike shootout, which Chris, my buddy Chris, he headlines that. But it's like a little shootout for street bikes. So, and then we got Testing Tune in all night. And we got, like I said, grudge racing. And you can grudge race the night of or what have you, get your man before that. But as always, we're going to have some fun there, you know, back the house, have a little fun, make a little money if you're going to gamble. If you gamble right, and go with it. And even and also, in the first round of the shootout, Flacco and Chino are locked in for the first round of the Gangsta 28 shootout. So if you was there, if you was at the track Saturday and saw that rivalry go on, it should continue to go on that even, as of now. It's still supposed to be on. I hadn't heard anything different. But they're going to be there. They're both in this shootout. They went it last time. They went there in this time. They're locked in for the first round. And, you know, that should be worth the price of admission right there. But, yeah, March 21st. Yeah, March 21st, even their raceway. They will be having fun. And hopefully whoever need to get their man and go home and be safe. Yeah, that's all I got, man. I appreciate your time and
As the time gets closer, man, we're going to need you to have that list of races in and all that, man.
Yeah, I will, man. I will.
We ain't going to hold it to you right now, man. When it gets closer,
I'm going to be honest with you guys, man. You know I sell cars. And this is, right now it's income tax time, man, and they coming in the left and right. I don't even have time to talk to Troy. We talk every day. I didn't have time to chat with him today. He's active. I had to get off the phone two or three times, so it's a good time of year for me right now.
Yeah, we ain't gonna mess with you right now. We're gonna wait till it get closer for you to, you know.
Okay.
It would be nice, man. You know, send it to me or Troy, and we can kind of have a list and go over it a little bit. We'll do a little bit for you.
Okay. And these are confirmed drugs, right? This is not. You know, hey, these are confirmed. So, you know, it's not like,
and
hey.
Isn't Flacco supposed to lock somebody else in the second round? Did I see that correctly on the page?
Well, that's the agreed. Yeah, that's right. Him and Brandon Downey. That's right. That's right. If they both make
it to the second
round, they're automatically locked in also. I forgot about that.
If not, they're going to grudge afterwards. Okay.
They're going to grudge after the shootout. That's right. Thank you, JP. I forgot about this too, man.
Troy gonna get on me though, cause Troy don't like me to promote nobody's show no more. He, Said we ain't doing that shit no more in 2020, man.
Oh, this motherfucker must be drinking or had too many beans or something today. That's too much chili, goddamn. I want to reiterate, if you're interested in entering the hit list shootout, y'all inbox to me and let me know so I can put your car in the field that's already in and get approval and see if, you know, they don't have no problem with it. So if any other guys that want to run a shootout, what is it, dog? 200 to enter? 200 to enter?
Yeah.
Five on top. I mean, so the more calls we have, the bigger the pot. That's how it works. So if y'all guys are interested, just inbox me. My name is Troy Jackson. If y'all didn't know, just inbox me. Find me on Facebook. And we'll get you in there. But other than that, I appreciate that, dog, for coming on, man. March the 21st. Make sure y'all be there. Evadale Raceway and Evadale Tech.
And also, and I'm gonna piggyback off Alley Cat, Jill. It's only right to say I'm going with track rules also at my event. And if your grudge guys tip it differently, that's y'all deal. But all my shootouts are track rules. You know what I mean? And whatever track rules is, I'm gonna have a copy of them there. If you get your copy before you get there, we'll have it. And also, Evadale has cameras at every. I'm not saying every. I want to say he does. He has cameras at every like the 60-foot mark, the 1,000-foot mark, the 330, there's cameras there. So, you know, go back and look at the cameras. Also, you could physically look at, if you crossed or whatever. But, I mean, I'm iterated to track rules at my event also. That way, it won't be no controversy.
Yeah. And also at Evadale, they do enforce the diaper rule. They still do the, $100 deposit. If you don't have a diaper.
If you don't have a diaper, you get your money back at the end of the night if you don't order the track down.
Man. Good shit. Don't be like my dumb ass. If you get your $100, I have to turn back around.
Yeah. But your money's good. You know, if you can get it, Gary's going to keep your money. He's not going to beat you. You know what I mean? If you get it the next time out. Yeah.
I think I got it the crazy thing about it, I got it at the next Ellen today. Which was like 6 months later. He still had it for me. But,
yeah.
All right, let's go on to these callers. I know y'all been waiting to thank y'all for being patient. And
Lorenzo still ain't come on, man.
I was trying to hold it off for Lorenzo. I was trying to see if I could get
a... Talk about Lorenzo, man. Then after... Yeah, if I say Jake got a race after...
God damn it. I was trying to get Big Jake on to talk about his race.
Okay.
And
because we've been kind of forgetting about Jake a little bit there.
Jake on. I text him and he didn't text back, so we're gonna keep it moving forward. But let me see the first hand. Hey, 512, did you press the one button? I see you put your hand back down. Put your hand back up if you want to talk. We weren't trying to kick you out the list. We were just trying to get Tommy Auto Promoters in here first. So put your hand back up if you want to talk. 512. All right. Chucky, your mic open.
Just checking in, hollering at y'all. Gonna sit back and listen to the show on mute.
Okay, appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to open this mic up with caution. I'm probably going to boot his ass because I'm no telling how many people he got on his line. Shot Will. Michael. See? Yeah, hey, I almost got five people on there. I knew that shit was going to happen.
No,
what's
happening? Hey, I'm on. What up, Chuck?
Yeah, you on. I'm about to hang you up, but you on.
No, don't do that, man. It ain't nobody but me and Larry on this phone, man.
Oh,
everybody
okay.
Got their own mic tonight.
Okay, good deal. What's going on,
fellas? K-Dog told us some good words today about it. So everybody got their own mics. Appreciate that, K-Dog.
Appreciate that, K-Dog.
I was about to mute. I was going to get you to mute if he just said whatever. I thought he was going into detail.
I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to do that. I'm going to just say appreciate it. Appreciate the talk.
All right, bro. All right.
Yeah, Troy, we got that lurking this weekend, man.
I see y'all out there doing that thing.
Yeah, that cut dog, they say suspect too.
That cut dog, which one?
Your cutlass?
What about my cutlass?
It's on a hit list.
Oh, okay. That's a good deal. Shit. It's good to have a hit list.
Right on.
What hit list is it on?
Okay.
Hey, man, I'm not a talk show host tonight. I got it. We know this talk. I know that's your boy. You're going to roll with him. He's going to get his head cut off. He did me wrong last week. Oh, yeah, we talking about that's the track. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, because I left you on mute. My bad, man.
Yeah, then you come on there talking about you called me out on the show too. I did. I ain't no telling what I'm talking about. Oh, okay. Oh yeah, we got it. I know what you're talking about. We talking about the Malibu. He talking about the, no, no, you know they got some Mopars over there. No, he good. We got him. Hey, K-Dow. We got it. Flatline. That ain't. There you go.
Flatline. We got in trouble. Flatline. Let's talk after the show. Flatline. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna flatline it. Hey, I got my lawyer on the phone, K-Dog. Hold on, y'all. Is that the same lawyer you had on two weeks ago? Did he say what the fuck you doing locking in the ring?
Hey, you know what it was? I ain't paying him enough money, man. He cool now. We rocking.
Oh, okay, okay. He on board now.
Yeah, my tab wasn't right, so he wasn't with me.
Well, me and your lawyer, we can talk. We changed numbers the other day. Me and your lawyer, we good.
Okay.
We good.
Yeah, we understood.
We understand each other well, so we ain't got no problems there.
There you go.
Okay, Troy, you go.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
We're going to move on. Hey, JD, I think Reginald got something to say to you, Mr. Chapman. He was somebody called you out. But hey, I'm going to get his ass on here in a minute. Hold on, 832-1981, your mic open.
My boys are working really hard.
Hello.
Boy,
you loud as fuck over there, whoever you are. Sorry, I can't stand all that. 281-1981, you got a lot of background noise. Put your hand back up if you want to talk without the noise, please, sir. 346-7093, your mic open.
Hey, what's going on tonight, Grudge World? This Street Sweeper, how y'all doing tonight, Trevor Troy JP?
What's going on, Street Sweeper? It's 2 weeks in a row. That's why we got good weather, boy. Oh, shit.
Yeah, PFO. You know, man, first of all, man, I appreciate y'all, man, and let me know, you know, number one fans count. Do matter.
Yes, sir.
So I appreciate all the hospitality, man. Well, first off, I want to say, you know, wonderful show this past weekend, man. As a fan, man, I truly have to say I appreciate every part of that atmosphere that night, that day and during the night. Also, man, you know, I want to encourage the promoters to keep on pushing, man, because the way I felt that whole day and later on that night, man, I couldn't even go to bed. I was just replaying races in the atmosphere, the camaraderie between, you know, friends and foe, you know, everybody had a blast, man. Everybody had a blast. So shout out to Mr. JP for coming up and shaking my hand. You know what I'm saying? You know, stuff like that lets you know that, you know, listeners are being appreciated when the co-host and the host come up to you and greet you personally with a handshake and let them know they appreciate the support. So big shout out to Mr. JP. It was a pleasure meeting you that night.
Yes, sir. Man, same here.
All the out of town racers, man, that came through, that allowed me to gravitate over their vehicles, enjoying their watching their programs. Man, it was beautiful, and I cannot reiterate this enough, man. You know, y'all keep on doing what y'all doing, promoters, racers, and the fans gonna come out. So again, congratulations to all the winners. Mr. Wild Bill showed me something that car, man, let me tell you, is something spectacular on some nitrous, brother. So I'm going to leave that one alone, but a lot of people didn't know that. I don't think they knew he engaged in the grudge race. But trust me, I hit on that one, and it was something spectacular. So appreciate it again, man, and look forward to the next one, seeing all the rest of the shout-out to the Louisiana people. You know, their hospitality across that border over here on the Texas side is awesome, man. The gratitude, I can't wait to return the favor when I go on their side of the tracks, you know, on the side of the river, and look forward to interacting with them guys out there. Great bunch of women and guys over there, man. Appreciate the love. So I'm going to be on mute, man. Once again, appreciate the Trouble Charge, JP. You the man. Street Sweeper going on mute.
Thank you, Mr. Street. And like as always, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Let me see who this is real quick. 214-7626.
Trouble Charge, JP.
What's going on? What's going on,
my Dominican
man?
Brother.
That's me, baby. My name is Dominic the Dominican. You know what I mean? I was trying to get some attention. That's one way to get it. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Hey, Flip.
Oh,
I think I was the first one to see that picture. I think you posted it 1 minute, and I seen it. I was like, "Boy, this damn Flip is a fool." You know, I didn't even read what you were talking about. I don't know what you wanted. All I know, I looked at the picture.
Yeah, man, that one. Shit, that one even, you know, sometimes they get you and shit, you gotta laugh at yourself. That's one of them situations right there. They made that mean I couldn't even stop laughing, boy.
Yeah, boy.
But yeah, man,
yes,
I figured,
sir.
I'd just check in with you guys. I've been listening the last couple of weeks, man. Y'all done had some fantastic topics. Y'all definitely been doing the damn thing, but shit, it's hard out here for a pimp chasing that Earl, you know what I'm saying? Chasing that motherfucking
yes,
Earl pressure.
I mean, if you're chasing all pressure, you done recovered, and your recovery is going well, and you back at it then.
Well, I'm trying to be shit. As soon as I find out who the hell growing money trees, I'm going to go get some. Then maybe I'll be a little closer to that Earl motherfucker. Right now, we just going to hope and dream. You know what I mean?
Yes, hope and
dream.
Well, you find that tree, you let me know. I'm going to become a lumberjack that day.
Shit, I'm going to hit one of them Google Map locations right there, goddamn. You know what I mean? You're going to have to be willing to be in. Hey, man, I'm going to put the shout out real quick to my man Jay Schaefer, because I done watched that video about a million times. I got a little thing set up in the garage. I'm out here, you know, waxing on this turd and, you know, telling it like a little engine it could. You know, you think you can. So I sit here and I tell that old hot rod that about 15 times a day. But that video by Jay Schaefer, that's fire. So if y'all ain't got that, y'all need to get that. And this is coming from somebody that didn't do nothing on that video but get his ass kicked the whole video. It's still fire, man. There's a lot of races, a lot of different tracks. Really cool.
Yes, sir.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right.
So we can keep it moving, man. I can't wait.
Appreciate you calling in, man. I hope you got your bottle of Makers, man, and you know, waxing off.
Yeah, most definitely, JP. And I'm gonna tell y'all right there, I'm gonna mute my mic, so when all these motherfuckers ass get over here, y'all think it's me. It ain't gonna be me, because after I say this, I'm gonna be mute and I'm gonna be good and clear.
All right, good deal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, let me get to this next caller real quick. 770-0740, your mic open.
Yeah, this is Slim. I just wanted to say, I'll be watching the Track Hustlers. They was at Gulfport, Mississippi at Fat Tuesday. Well, the guy that won the big tire shootout, when the wind light came on, he got out of his lane, but they still gave him the win. That was the track rules there. You know, I guess because the wind light signified that the race is over. His name was Scott something. He was at, he was on the track, this guy that go all around
Scott,
to all
Scott
the
yeah.
Huh?
Scott
well,
Taylor.
This guy named Scott. Yeah, he won the Scott Taylor. He won the big tire shootout. But he did get out of his name after the wind light had come on. And those up there at the Gulfport track, they announced it that he had, I guess it was their rule, their track rule.
Well, it's pretty much any track you go to, if you cross the line after the light, you good.
Yeah. Well, that same situation came up in HMP one time a few years ago. I forget how it, well, the guy, I don't know, one guy red lit and the other guy crossed the lane, and the guy had, I don't want to tell it wrong, but I think the guy that red, he red lit, but the other guy crossed the line, but since the guy getting out of his lane, it wasn't as bad as, I mean, the red light wasn't as bad as crossing the line, and so they gave it to the red light. It was some kind of controversy when they came up with that first to worst situation.
Right, right.
But really, when that light, when the wind light come on, I don't care if you hit the wall or whatever, the race is over, right? Seemed like to me,
well,
I don't know.
No, not like Alley Cat said, and then K-Dog said, NHRA rules, like you say, is first to worst, and crossing is worst of the two infractions. So it don't matter on that light no more at that point, because if you red light at HMP, the opponent light automatically comes on. So you got to kind of like what Alley Cat say, NHRA rules, if he crossed, he lost, no matter if the other car red lighted or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But like I said, we're gonna speak on that a little bit.
That in. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going through the mics real quick, see what people are talking about, and we're gonna talk about that here in a little bit.
Yeah.
But
if
I'm wrong, y'all press the one button, hell, and you know, I don't know everything, but that's NHRA rules, first or worst. And crossing is
Troy
the first.
Troy, let me just ask, Troy, give me a minute, let me just add something to that so people don't get it all the way misunderstood. Everything that's been said, it's right, but like he said, he was speaking about the race that happened a few years ago. The deal is this, so people don't get it misconstrued. The race is over. If you run an 8 mile, the race is over at 660 feet. So if a guy is past the finish line and crossed, the race ended at 660 feet. So it got to be inside 660 feet. If you cross, it's the worst situation. The race officially was over, and that's according to the rules. So we went over that a few years ago. So it's inside the race, 660 feet. If you cross, that's the worst infraction. You lose. If you pass the finish line, the race was over. That's 660 feet. Okay, y'all go ahead.
Yes, sir. I agree. Hold on. Let me get to these mics real quick. Mike Dillon, your mic open.
Put it on paperwork.
Yes.
Yeah. Just put on paperwork.
Mike Dillon, your mic open.
Hello. Hey. How y'all doing,
hey,
Troy?
Hey. We're doing good, Mr. Dillon. How you doing?
Troy, I'm on my own line tonight, so you can throw DJ and all the rest of them in the goddamn hot box. I don't give a damn. I'm dealing on.
Hey, Dylan.
Hey, Troy.
I really appreciate you calling on your own phone, man.
Hey, listen, on what y'all talking about and what Atomic Dog just chimed in, I checked. NHRA, IHRA, fucking ADRL, all motherfuckers have got the damn same rule. First to worst. If you red light, but that guy run on through, and he crossed the line. The crossing the line is worse because you could kill somebody or hurt somebody in that other car. So you're right. But on the race that happened Saturday, when it was first to worst, Dean determined that Flacco did not cross the line. I lost money on that race. Fuck it. When the man said he didn't cross the line, hell, I don't win. All that arguing back and forth don't do a goddamn thing. I feel like Chino should have called his motherfucking ass back out at the same time. K-Dog and the lawyer ass deserve a law. But it didn't happen, so I'm going to have to live with that. K-Dog, I just want you to know, I'm going to put that yellow motherfucker on your ass, boy, when you get ready.
We can lock in. We can lock in, baby. We can lock in.
I already know. K-Dog, you goddamn got fed Saturday night. Now you on a Monday, you got Brave all of a sudden. Flacco done fed you some Brave pills or something, motherfucker?
First, hold on. I don't want to hold up the show, but let me clear you up right quick, sir. I'm the one. First of all, I was in my white car.
Hey, I like the way you said, sir, man. You made me
scared. Oh, I got a bunch of respect for you. I was in my car in Houston at H&P that night. I live in Port Arthur, Texas. I drove my car to Houston. You live in Houston. I asked you to go get your car and let's do it. You were saying something about
hold on,
K-Dog.
Stop that lie, K-Dog. I told you I can have that motherfucker delivered in less than an hour. And your ass
and
will
you get it.
If you on Drag Raiders, you got to do this. Remember,
yeah,
I ain't forgot. You don't find that bullshit. Call Flacco. Call Flacco. Flacco heard it. Come on, lawyer.
Okay.
Tell the truth. We're in court now. Your ass going to get a 30-day suspension fucking with me.
Okay, but I told you I was on Cooper Copas. I wasn't on Drag Radio.
Okay, but Troy, I told you, K-Dog, I don't care what you on. That night, I'm going to port your ass up out of there. Now, the next time we meet, I'll put the sumbitch on street ties. How about that? Fuck it.
Okay, well, let's lock in for this weekend. Well, no, this weekend. Let's
lock in.
Hold on,
we ain't got to do all that. I'll drive that motherfucker down to Port Arthur in the morning just to find your ass.
Please do. Carry on, Troy. I got me one.
Please do,
sir. Please do.
Mr. Dillon, hey, I appreciate you coming in and spreading your knowledge and agreeing with shit like you say. You said some good shit in the midst of all the shit you said. I agree. Motherfuckers, when y'all betting on the side, if y'all lose, let it go. You know what I'm saying? That's where a lot of the argument came from. It wasn't a racist. You know what I'm saying? Those people on the sideline.
Yeah.
But like Mr. Dillon just said, he had to pay that bet. Fuck it. I think the motherfuckers should lock it in again, which the target will see. But I appreciate that you coming on saying that, Dillon, because you like the ringleader of the side bettors down here in Houston. You know what I'm saying?
And you know, I had big money bet on that. I lost to K-Dog. I told K-Dog, I said, hold up, they said he crowd. When Dean come back and said, hey, man, you didn't crowd. I told K-Dog, fuck you, let's go. I told Trino right there, man, call it that night. Fuck it, let's do it again. I was mad the motherfucker, the intro. Motherfucker that won my money, goddamn.
But, hey, Troy, excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt the show again, but that little white truck is DP ready. They can, you know, DP ready whenever they're ready. I'm back on mute.
Oh, shit. Let me go to these mics. His hands popping up left and right. Let me go. Lil Bill, your mic open. Richard Jackson, Dion, I see y'all. I'm coming to y'all. Lil Bill, you open?
All right. What's going on, Grudge Racers? Can y'all hear me?
Say, Lil Bill.
I'm all the racers, man, and all the spectators that came out to see your etiquette. Everybody enjoyed the race. There wasn't no organ. I'm thank God it wasn't no organ, no fight. Everything was good. I'm looking for these damn people. You know, they showed up and showed up. You know, they had to kiss. They had to kiss for that. You know, talking fans. I enjoyed everybody, man. It was a good turnout. You know, I want to give a shout out to DJ and Chucky Neal for bringing the car out, you know, doing what they do, you know. That's what it's about. It ain't about all that. Whoever wins, whoever got the fastest, whoever got the prettiest car, don't forget they came out. They, you know, it was some people that I wasn't expecting to see, but I seen them. Thanks to Chris with the Turbo Yellow car and the guys out of Compton, California. They all came down and showed love down here in Houston, you know. Eddie Castro did a great job, him and Rich and them, Flacco, Chino and them, everybody did a great job, man. You know, you can't get no better race than that, you know. That's going to everybody, you know. We went out there, we weren't expecting to to be the cast of everything, but you know, get it in. We help life whenever somebody's dog fighting, we end it. You know, my brother did a great job with the black card. You know, Nick. You know, Nick is a bunch of great guys. You know, we were gonna size them up. You know, but things didn't work out like it's supposed to. But you know, we was gonna get in the water with them. You know, I mean. You know, it's just having fun, bro. That's what it's supposed to be. I hope it's like that every time, you know, because this is what fans like to see. Man, there were so many fans jumping up and down just to see cars go up and down the track, you know, race after race, you know. I mean, that was something I ain't seen in a long time. And, man, I'm glad to see it's like that now, bro, you know. Can't wait to get to Eva Dale, to Dallas, you know. Do the same thing we done down here, you know. I'm going to go back on mute, but if anybody calls us, Bill and Daddy, I'm on mute.
Yes. Yes, sir, little Bill. We appreciate you.
Right.
832-1601, your mic open.
Hey,
hello. D.
So I wasn't trying. I was trying to. Man, I must be the one but no accident, man. I wasn't trying to dumb listen.
Okay, I'll put you back in the queue. Richard Jackson, your mic open, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Troy. How about y'all?
What you got?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I said, man, I'm doing good. How about y'all?
We doing good.
I just want to say good race this weekend, man. I enjoyed myself watching the races this weekend. There's a lot of action. A lot of cars, you know, in the shootouts and everything. A lot of action. Like I said, I had a good weekend watching racing. But that's about all I
got. What was you doing in the lanes, Mr. Richard? Why Kenny fucking with you?
No, I tell you on the back lines, but I don't want to air that out on the front lines because some people try to take that and run with it.
Oh,
and
run with
more
it.
Than what it, yeah, yeah. They try to run with it.
Oh, okay.
More than what it really was. It's kind of a joke between me and him and Dean. But if I went, you know, I wouldn't say it. You know, somebody would make it to be more than it really was. So,
okay.
If you want to call me later on, yes, sir. Because to me and Kenny, it's a joke. To a lot of other people, it might be more than that. You know what I mean?
More than that, right. I just found it funny just reading the comments. Yeah, they were funny.
That's all it is. It's funny. That's it. But, you know, some people might try to run to make it more than it really is.
No, okay. I'm sorry to interrupt. Keep on going, sir.
No, you good. Go ahead. I'm just listening in. I'm going back on mute for
now. Hold on before you go. What you feel about the rules that we were trying to talk about for what happened?
Man, my version is I got to go with what Dean called, you know, because really nobody really said, you know, to prove that he crossed or he didn't cross. So, I mean, to me, when you're in a shootout, the guy running the line, which is usually who runs the tree and happened to be Dean at that time, he's like the DP man. So whatever call he makes, you got to respect. Whether you like that car or not, he's basically the DP man in a grudge race, but he's in a shootout, you know, because he's the one that makes the call. And then they did, you know, they walked down there, and there was no track. So you got to go with what Dean said. I mean, you got to respect what he said.
Right, at the end of the day, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you know,
yes, sir.
Like I said, you know, basically he was the DP man in the shootout, you know what I mean? He made
right.
the final call.
It's track
you
rules.
Like the, yeah, mm-hmm. Whether you like the rule or like the call or you didn't, you got to respect what the man said. He's just like the DP man.
Gotcha. Well, I appreciate you coming on and sticking with the show, Mr. Richard. When is the debut?
Yes, sir.
When is the debut?
Man, I'm getting closer, man. OWK, my badass wiring guy was here today. He wired it all up for me, so he'll finish it up tomorrow. Then maybe we'll fire it up tomorrow afternoon and maybe try to test on next week, maybe.
Okay, good
deal.
Shout out to
OWK. Get set up.
Shout out to OWK,
shout
man.
Y'all
need some race car wiring or any kind of wiring vehicle wise, man. Y'all shout out to OWK Solutions, man. Y'all can find them on Facebook. OWK Solutions. Wiring Solution, I think it is. All right, Mr. Richard, let me grab the rest of these calls. I'm going to have people waiting. They probably getting mad at
me. Yes, sir.
Motley, what's happening? Your mic open.
Hello?
Motley, you open.
No, this Alex. This Alex.
Well, Alan, why you calling on Motley phone?
This ain't Motley phone. But look, hey,
well,
how everybody doing?
We changed your name.
Everybody doing? Everybody good?
All right.
Huh?
Well, how you doing? What's up, pretty hell?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm trying to address what Mike Dillon was saying. But the call they made, I feel like it was bullshit. But Tino did try to run it back. Flacco turned it down and loaded up the truck, said no. But it is what it is. We'll catch him another time.
10-4. Like you say, you got to respect the call. The call.
I mean, yeah, you got, I mean, it's Dean. Dean going to call, make the call, whatever. We try to argue it out, whatever, but it ain't work or whatever shit. We had video that it crossed and shit. It didn't matter to them, so.
Hey,
it is what it is.
It's the buck, man. Let me get it in.
Hello?
What was that? Somebody said something. I didn't know what they were talking about. Oh. But, yeah, I feel you on that. I mean, I understand. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me go to these next calls real quick, Mr. Allen. Alex. Sorry. Hey, if you got some background noise, mute your phone, please. 225-1393, your mic open.
That'll be First Lady from Louisiana. I'm listening to y'all fellas whine.
How you doing, Miss First Lady?
I'm just taking names, that's all.
Okay, tell Ron I said hello.
All right, man. It's all good.
What's happening, Ron?
Hey, it's all good, man.
What's going on, bro? I ain't seen you in a while.
Hey, trying to keep it between the ditches, man.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Keep it slow boogie, slow boogie. So, First Lady, how'd you enjoy yourself at Alicat Race this weekend?
Oh, I always have a good time at Alicat
Beach.
Always.
Now, Miss First Lady, this is your first time probably calling this show, okay?
I didn't say nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, this is your first time pressing the one button on this show. But since it's your first time, I'm gonna welcome you. Let me officially welcome you. Okay. So welcome to the show. Now all that's out the way. Come May 2nd, Louisiana's gonna be. We're going to have the Louisiana purchase in our pocket. Y'all going to be part of Texas when we leave that come May 6th.
Yeah, y'all going to be our food step.
We're
going to
take over y'all state.
We want to take over today. I heard the bill when I called in. I told the bill he better not talk. He better not open his mouth. And Tito, he better not come out and looking for
a
duck.
Hey, Alan, Alex, you hear that? Alex.
She already know we gonna fry that duck. We already gonna fry.
Y'all come down there looking for our duck.
Either we gonna fry it or we gonna have duck soup.
Whatever Tino wanna do. If he wanna fry that, he wanna make it out some soup.
He don't wanna do nothing. Just sit out. You better have duck process how be.
Hey, y'all didn't hear they changed the name of that race to lose out. It's no longer called whatever they're called, Fluck a Duck.
What's it called?
Hey.
Fluck a Duck.
It's called Fluck a Duck.
That's the one that was a two-step. Y'all know
that was already there.
We're going to see.
March 21st.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Y'all go on mute. Y'all go on mute. Y'all
already muted.
Greek, your mic open.
What's up, fellas? Huh? How y'all doing tonight, Grudge World?
What's going on, Greek?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much.
Be everywhere.
Huh?
I think Greek went to battle a couple times this weekend, huh?
Yeah, me and Lil Bill tried to do a little something, but it didn't turn out all that great. We had some problems on the line, so we just saved it for another day. I want to see if he wants to get next to me on Sunday again.
What'd you watch?
Hey, dog, somebody mute their mic. Somebody talk. So you say it again, Mr.
Alicat.
You said
Alicat. Mute your mic, Alicat.
Okay.
All right. Say it again, Mr. Greek.
Nah, I was just saying if Lil Bill wants to race again on Sunday, since we didn't get to do it on Saturday.
Lil Bill still on here. Lil Bill, Mr. Greek was saying if y'all was want to try to do it this Sunday.
Let me get with the driver and see if he want to do it. We might just wait and do it in Everdale. How about that?
That sounds good. Y'all just let me know, man.
Okay. But I'll let you know if they want to do it before then. I'll let you know, but...
I do it for whenever, but I mean, let me see what people do.
Well, you know, he just calling me cool. He know me, that's how he talking.
Man, hey.
That's how he talking. He low key, man.
He low key like a bitch.
Hey, Nick, throw one of them motherfuckers out there, man. They'll feel you then, baby.
You motherfucker.
There you go, goddamn it, motherfucker.
He just figured out his game.
I've been in the lab since 4:30 this morning, man. I'm sorry. Been in the lab since 4:30 this morning.
God, dog. Well, I see why you're low-key. Stay low-key now.
Yes, sir.
You motherfucker.
There you go.
Let me get to the rest of these mics and shit. I'm just talking to y'all like you on the phone. I'm sorry, people that's calling and press one button. I apologize. 469-4124. Your mic open. Jay Flowers, I see you. I'm coming. Hey, 30, I'm coming.
Hey, go ahead, Charlie. I'm gonna go on mute right quick.
Okay, as long as you go on mute.
I'm on mute, already. Man.
All right. Your mic open.
What's up, y'all? What's everybody up to?
What's going on? Hey, before you get started, man, I want to shout out to Mr. Houston coming all the way from California, man, coming to HMP, man. That's a beautiful Nova. I just want to say that it came across my mind. I know you probably ain't listening.
Yeah, that was some cool.
Yeah, good shout of mine.
Yeah, that was some cool shit right there, man. That was Man, I've been talking about catching up for a long time, and it was nice to actually do it, you know, in my hometown. And you saw what he had to say about H&P, too. He said, man, that's,
That's the best track I've ever tested on.
Yeah, good shit right there. Good shit. Dean had that track on Kill. Dean was breaking dry cells on Sunday, man. It was left over from the prep on Saturday.
Yeah. We finally getting on some radio shit now. Going back to what Alex said, one of Shino's dudes walked out there with Dean and saw that Flacco didn't cross. So I don't know what the, you know, where there's bullshit in it.
Well, they stopped at the first cone. He passed that one. But, I mean, it ain't nothing to go back and forth about. I know where they stopped at, but it's cool. They got the win, whatever. We'll catch y'all next time.